Okay, so we continue in the Inyan of Brachas. We are on the bottom of page 210. And the learning today, as always, should be as chos Rechaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as the chos Le'ili Nishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be as chos for four shleim of Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka, Chaim Dov ben Rachel, and Chana Leah Bas Shein Do Rachel. As well as a chos for all those in a Makam Sakana, including in Eretz Yisrael, including Israel. Shlomo ben Rastek, who are both currently serving. So we continue now. Inyan of brachas. Yesterday we talked about not to inyanim, not swallowing your words, which means you're saying Hashem's name in vain. But in addition, not rushing through brachas, even if you says uva brachas on the bottom of page 210. Uva brachas, I'm going in and out. Okay, hold on. It might be because of the fan. I had a fan blowing. Okay, let's try now. Dave, you'll tell me if it's still going in and out. Okay? Over brachas, Adam Yoitzi Yidei Chavasai. Regarding brachas, that a person satisfies his obligation through listening, meaning that you listen to someone else and you yoitzi through someone else. Kigoyin, for example, Kiddush, Havdalah. Birkas main shalosh, when someone's making the alamichya for everyone, Ubirkas ha-halel, I guess in his days, halel was said by one person, by the chazan, and everyone listened and was yoitze. Tzarech zihiris yisera, you have to be especially careful, shetiyena oznav kashuvais, that your ears stay attentive, el ha-bracha, to the bracha v'lo ya'abed afilu teva achas, you can't miss even one letter or one word, because if you miss one word, then you're not yoitze. You're not yoitze kiddush, you're not yoitze abdallah, v'in tzarech loymar, shalo yaheid midaber b'in time, and obviously you shouldn't speak in the middle, because if you miss a word or you speak, then you're not being yoitze, and it's going to come out that you're going to start eating the meal and you're not going to hear kiddush, or you're not going to hear avdallah, which is asr. Or if you don't listen to bracha, let's say alamichya, now you were nana without making a bracha. Similarly, Chazar Sashatz, Tzarech La Moira La Mishmar, you have to be very careful, very diligent. The Shmaya called Bracha U Bracha, Karoi Balanis Amen Karoi, to listen and hear each Bracha clearly and to say Amen in the appropriate places. The Gamba Zeb Possessa Mispachas, in this area as well, there is a disease that has spread. Sherab Me Ameor, it's Medabrim Zem Zeb Chazar Samida, right? And apparently in 200, 300 years, nothing's changed. That people are just having conversations while Chazar Sashatz is going on, the kamaraz oisim, multiple failures, multiple transgressions are happening. First of all, shemadabrim bebeis haknesses sheisr gadol hu kamo shenichtav b'Torah. First of all, you're speaking dvarim in a beis haknesses. So our shul is technically designated as a beis hamedrash, but even so, there are certain things, certain topics that you're not allowed to discuss. That's number one. Number two. That Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, that is someone who's talking during Chazar Sashatz, is committed an Aveira, and people should make a Mechah against it. But now, we can't really make a Mechah, because if we do, it's become like it's permitted, because people trample all over this halacha. So your words are not even going to be in Nishim, Yimcha B'Yadam, and there's no one to protest, right? So the only reason you protest is if your protest is going to be listened to. But nowadays, because it's become like it's Mutter, if you go and ask, you know, whether it's motion, I heard a great shot by Reb Nissen Kaplan this week in the Grove. He said, he was telling a story about a guy who used to talk during davening, and then he became the shusher. So whatever, he talks about why the guy did, but he says, the shushers, that's their way of talking, they're davening. They're also not davening, they're also disturbing, they're just disturbing by shushing. So he's saying, there's no point, so I'm not going to say shushing, but there's no point in motioning nowadays, because many times it's not even going to be listen to, and like we say, Mutar Sheyei Shoygin V'Loyei Mazidah. And number three, problem number three is, Shema Abdim Toiva Harbi Liyo Shemea Koyin V'Oinu Kimavarech. That you're losing the opportunity to be Yoytze Shemea Koyin. In other words, if you listen to Chazar Sashatz, then it's as if you said Chazar Sashatz yourself. V'Yadua Sh'amru Chazal Sh'schar Bracha Hu Asar Zehuvim. Chazal say the Gemara in Chulin, and obviously we're going to just run through it on a very basic level, but obviously there's a lot more to the Gemara. But the Gemara says that if you cause someone to lose out an opportunity, you steal an opportunity to say a bracha, you, let's say, are yoitz to someone and someone loses out, you have to pay him 10 golden coins. That's the price that we put on a bracha. And obviously, very hard to understand. What do you mean? How are you putting a price on a bracha? But the point is, it's 10 golden coins. And nowadays, take 10 gold nuggets or 10 gold bars, and imagine that that's the equivalent of a bracha, and that's what you're losing out. Imagine if you had an opportunity to get 10 gold bars, which is worth millions of dollars. Of course, you would exert yourself. These people are foolishly throwing away all this gold by failing to listen to Chazaras HaShas. By not paying attention, by overpowering the Yetzirah just a little bit, and this is a fundamental concept in the Torah, that in every situation, you should not only consider the Avera, but you should consider the Mitzvah. That look at not just what is happening to you in terms of the punishment that's coming, but also in terms of what you're losing out as a reward. And you should use that, being mechashev on the mitzvah naveira, to overpower and find the strength to overcome Yetzirah. Hashem yeloi le'ezra, and he gives a bracha that Hashem will help you. Minag anshei ma'iso, lios hasidr biyadam. He says, people who are anshei ma'iso, who, like people who, we not chasidim today, but chasidim from previous generations, Liyos hasidr biyadam, they would hold the siddur in their hands, bishas chazara, ukimay belachash lishmaya, that like they do during silent Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, they would follow along inside the siddur as the chazan was saying it, and in that way, give proper attention to Chazaras HaShatz. Now, he says like this, there's another asset of facet of brachas, and this is no longer bin adam lamakim, but this has been adam lachaveira. So he's going to talk now about blessing other people, blessing your friends. Ksiv toiv ayin hu yivarech, someone who's a generous person, someone who has a generous disposition, which means when he deals with others, he's very generous. He's going to be blessed. Varuch hazal levracha al tikre yivarech el yivarech. That it doesn't mean we'll be blessed, but rather should bless. In other words, if you want to be a friendly person, a giving person to others, you should always constantly bless them. Because someone who's a giving nature is always going to look to give brachas to others. And additionally, anyone who blesses Klal Yisrael is himself receives the blessing. And that's why a kohen like Tzvi, Tzvi should say, hold on a second, I'm turning around and I'm blessing Klal Yisrael, but what about me? I'm a Kayan, I'm not getting blessed. So the answer is no. Someone who blesses others is blessed. Hashem tells Avraham, anyone who blesses you, he will bless. So kol kavel dinah amikal Yisrael nafshu chayvel. In the same vein, someone who puts down and, so to speak, disparages Klal Yisrael, he has harmed himself. Someone who cursed Avraham would be cursed. Pasuk Mishlei says, don't withhold good from a recipient when you have the power to do good. That this behooves a person that he should constantly put in an effort to bless Klal Yisrael whenever he can. He says a beautiful idea. He says, when we see each other, okay, so many of us, we see each other on Shabbos, we see each other during the week, maybe by Ma'ariv, some of us by Shacharis. So we should give a bracha, have a good day, or have a good evening, right? And we should make a point of having in mind that we are giving a bracha to the other. Why? Because he says, there are times, remember we talked about, oh, I didn't talk about it with you, I talked about it with the ladies, talked about it Eis Ra'ah, a bad time, where there are times where it's a bad time for a person, There are times where it's what we call an auspicious time for a person, where there's mazel tov, and then there's mazel ra, and people go through this. In other words, where things are going well, and then where things are going bad. And it's not just this is good, this is bad, but we have bad days, we have bad periods, where it's one thing after another. And that there is a concept that sometimes a person's mazel is negative, and sometimes a person's mazel is positive. Now, if you happen to catch a person when his mazel is positive, the bracha that you gave will be able to have multiple, it'll have legs, so to speak, and it will produce fruits for that person. So that's why we should always give a bracha, because if we catch a person during a time when his mazel is tov, the bracha is going to have peiros, right? Peiros doesn't mean just whatever the bracha I gave him will benefit him, but that will in turn benefit him more and more and more. So we should also, when someone tells us good morning, we should all say v'chein lamar. That you too, that in other words, we're reciprocating. And he brings down a Gemara. Can you do a Maisa? The Maisa B'Shas. The Gemara in Megillah tells the story. The Rav Baruch the Rav Huna, B'Kayimbe, Rav gave a bracha to Rav Huna and it came true. The Ikbid Rav, and Rav was upset, Shalei Amar Loi, because Rav Huna didn't say back, V'chein Lamar. And here, Rav's bracha was Mekoyim. And if he would have said V'chein Lamar, it would have come back on Rav, and Rav lost out because he didn't say V'chein Lamar. V'nimtza Shem Berchasei Asa Peiros. So it comes out like this. If you give a bracha, simple, have a good day. And you mean it. You don't just say it because have a good day is like bye, right? But it's actually, you think about it for a second, have a good day. I want that person to have a good day. Give him a bracha. Then if that person has payers from it, you have done chesed. That's goymel chesed. That's a goymel chesed we don't even think of. We think of goymel chesed as Tzvi runs to do hatzal, or David runs to get me a platter from Mike's chicken. So that's goymel chesed. You're doing something, you're helping someone out where they're in need. Okay, or Avi hosts me for a meal. But if we talk about giving someone a bracha, we don't think, oh, my bracha is mekuyim, that's not goyim al-chesed. But that is, he's saying that is. That when you benefit a person through your words, that's also goyim al-chesed. He says, and at the very least, even if it doesn't come true. So you'll say, okay, you know what, the guy's in a rut. It's probably not going to come true anyway. But he says, you're still bringing, giving pleasure to Hashem. Something that we say every day, that it's beneficial in the eyes of Hashem for Klal Yisrael to be blessed. So that is still fulfilling the Ratz of Hashem. The mitzvah tichashev loy, and it will be considered a mitzvah if nothing else. I'm going to run through this and I'll explain it afterward. He says this is the heter that the Pais can give to give a bracha upon receiving something sweet to drink. From someone else, it's not considered stepping on Hashem. That's also and if you don't do it right away, you're going to sometimes forget. You're going to start talking to him before you swallow after you made the bracha. Okay, let me tell you what he's saying. What he's saying is like this. So there's a concept we know of kaishal bracha. Kaishal bracha. You go to someone's house, you give him a kaishal bracha, right? You pour him a cup of wine, you say, here's a kaishal bracha. Sometimes someone comes over to you and they give you a food package. Maybe they give you something for Shabbos. Maybe they give you something in shul. Okay, someone gives you something. Now, there's two things that happen there when they give you food package. Number one is to make a bracha. Let's say you got a meat ball. So you make a bracha and you say a shahakol. But there's also blessing the person that gave you the meat board, blessing the person that gave you the food. So the question is, what comes first? Should you thank the person and bless him? Or should you first make a bracha on the food and then bless him? So he says, the Paiskim say it's better to give honor to the person who brought you the meat board rather give precedence to that before you give it to Hashem. It looks like a chutzpah. He says it's not. Because first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes it when you bless others. So you blessing the other person is doing the Ratzon Hashem even before you make a bracha. He says, secondly, sometimes you're going to make the shahakol, but then you're going to, in the middle of having a conversation with the guy and thanking him, you're going to speak, you're going to be mafsik before you taste the food. So that's problem number two. And problem number three is, those are the two issues. So those are the two reasons. I'm sorry. So in that way, Abed Yisrael, you'll do an Isser. He says, better to bless your fellow before you make a bracha. So if you ever receive something from someone else, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a food, but you should right away get in the habit of thanking the person. And if it is food, and you would think, well, I should thank Hashem. Really, Hashem is behind the gift. Anything that you receive, really, Hashem is the one behind giving it to you. But he's saying now, thank the person because that's Ratzon Hashem. And also thank the person because I was going to say, because you're going to forget to thank him later. That's what I would say. I would say you're going to forget to give the bracha. He doesn't mention that. He just mentions you might be mafsik. You're going to make a bracha, you're going to move on, and you're going to forget to say the words thank you and give them a bracha back. So when we receive anything from others, the idea here is we should get in the habit.
Start walking away.
Yeah, exactly. Just start walking away. Be busy tasting all the meat before you turn around and pay attention to him again. But the point is, and what we should take from this is that we should, when we get off the share today, we should say have a good day. And we shouldn't just say have a good day as in bye, but we should say have a good day as in stop for a second and say, I really am being mentioning all of you, which I am right now, Tzvi, David, and David, and you and Avi, that you should all have a wonderful day, and you Taka should have a wonderful day, and that should be a payrus for you. And when you come home, your wife should all be happy with you, and your children should not be nudniks, and you should get good sleep tonight, and you should learn tonight. You should have a connection with Hashem, and your day should go good, and that should also have more payrus that you know down the road. So that's what we should get in the habit of, not just saying have a good day, which we say anyway, but stopping and thinking about what we're actually saying when we do it.